This is Randy's Rock of Life podcast. Warning, side effects of listening to us could result in fits of laughter, spontaneous dance moves, screaming in your car, and not wearing pants. These are our opinions and thoughts. We're not experts, just ate a lot of paint chips as kids. Most importantly, don't sue us.
You ate all my chocolate?
Fuck yeah.
Dude, what the dude, oh my God, you did, dude. Oh, shit.
I'm telling you, not drinking, I got a fucking...
There's two Hershey's Kisses left.
Damn. Well, you ate one.
Now there's one.
Roca Matones or whatever those... The one, what are the chocolate, like they're the
hazelnut.
Is it the hazelnut ones?
No wonder.
Yeah. There's some good shit up there, man.
So. I just... Everybody asks, hey, anything different, not drinking? Yeah, I'm fucking hungry for sweets all the fucking time. I'm like a fucking pregnant lady.
Hey. Welcome back, fellas. Happy New Year, by the way. The last one we did was Pryor.
Oh, shit.
So I want to check
not
in
Richard
on...
Pryor.
Not Richard Pryor. I want to check in on New Year's resolutions, how things are going. Everybody's been busy, and weather's been cold as shit here in Nebraska, so that's always good. So, tell me about what's going on, man. Whoever wants to start?
Not me.
Not you?
Come on, Willie, go.
No, I got nothing.
Do what?
I got nothing going on.
Yeah, that's the thing. Do.
No, I really don't.
Those are the quiet ones.
All right, fuck it, I'll go.
Damn.
I started a new job. Not really new. Been doing it for, 3 months now? I'm a liquor rep.
Yep. Which is, by the way, not drinking this month.
Yeah, not this month and not February.
How does that affect you when you're selling... And when you are with people and they're like, hey, try this.
No doubt.
Because that's got to be tough, man.
So basically, like when I mix cocktails and I just take a little straw, take a little taste, you know.
Okay. Because that don't count, right?
Refreshes as to why you do this period of not drinking every
so,
year.
So there's a little bit of addiction that runs in my family, and I've been doing this for, five, six years, something like that.
Okay.
A lot of it had to do with COVID. I found myself drinking a shit ton.
And I got to a point where
it's like, I don't need to do this. I don't need it controlling me. I need... to control it myself. So to prove that I still am in control, I do it for upwards to 65 days out of the year.
Why that straight. Number?
Because people are like, oh, you're just following dry January. No, I'm doing it for other things. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for my health, mentally and physically, for my health. And, you know, other people look up to me as far as, like, some of the things I do. And it's just hold myself accountable even more instead of just partial.
That's fair. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. What, I mean, besides the drinking, have you given up anything else?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've actually, and a lot of people are like, do you feel better?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like.
I'm just making sure. I'm just making.
That's
not easy.
No,
that was November, right?
Yeah.
What was
that,
November?
That bleeds into other things.
Okay.
What was November?
No Nut November.
Oh, that.
No. I can't. No.
What is the point of that?
Yeah. There's studies and research that says men need a nut. That's right.
Feel better.
It's part of our biology.
It's good for your prostate.
And not just good for the men, but it is good for the ladies.
Yeah, you don't want to be quick on the trigger.
Toy or no toy, get a nut.
Got to get a moaning like a 10-ton load on a 6-ton bridge.
Chicka, chicka, yeah. That's awesome. So how long are you going, Danny, without drinking? So I just want to know so I'm not like, hey, man.
So I'll probably go probably either the 1st of March or the 10th of March.
You don't have a date set as of yet, though.
I
you got something in mind, but you don't have like a
you know, March 6th.
I got a date.
Oh, okay.
First of March, absolutely. But, I mean, I'll be honest, I've been drinking a lot of, like, mocktails and NA beer.
It's becoming more popular, by the way.
One of my favorite brands that's out there right now is Mingle. It's just a wonderful, great mocktail. It's made with ashwagandha, lion's mane, and L-carnitine. And for those who don't know too much about like ashwagandha and lion's mane, it's actually great for men's health, especially for the testosterone part of it.
Yeah, that's important.
So I've been drinking a lot of that and hauling Jose and the boys around. And
I heard you've been kind of an Uber guy.
Laughing my ass off, seeing them having fun.
That's funny. But making sure these rascals get where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. But, you know, it's an honor to drive my boys around, see them having a good time, though.
You're going to non-drink during fish fries? Because that's coming up here next month already. Yeah. If you can believe that.
I'll have a month in there.
A month. Right? Yeah, 20th, I think.
Yeah.
Which already Monday's Groundhog's Day, which is freaking nuts.
Yes.
But, so fish fries, which is always a great time, and go and have a good time doing that. So that's cool, man. Other than that, you're doing okay, Danny, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
When do fish fries start this year anyway?
I think the 20th.
Nice. Right after Mardi Gras.
Well, I know that much.
Well, you didn't see it.
Yeah. I think that's when it is, if I'm not mistaken. I think my wife has already got that on the radar.
She's the social coordinator.
She is.
Man, she got St. Patty's Day already.
Dude, right?
On the calendar.
The pub crawl thing.
Holy crap.
Yeah, they're coming back, and it's going to be downtown, so we'll be down there for that. Which, they're doing it on a Saturday, which is cool.
Okay, good. We're not doing it on actual St. Patrick's Day, though.
No,
and
it's actually
Tuesday this year.
Yes, and I also think that is when the film festival is for you.
Oh!
14th.
Of?
March.
I don't... Let me double check. Sounds...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yep. If I'm not mistaken, your girl put that in our ear that, I'm going to be a little busy that day. So, I think, but.
Yeah. He's going to do that little bus
looks
tour.
Looks like I'm going to be absent.
Yep.
Damn.
I know. We'll find you guys somewhere. But, Daniel, other than that.
She can skip film festival.
No, she's excited to do that with you.
Okay. Ooh.
And I'm learning film stuff, Willie, so we're going to have to chit-chat.
You might end up having a trio with
you. I'm learning things.
Sure. All right.
Everything else that you've been working out, gym, non-drinking, how's social life? How's the girls? Keeping everybody at bay? Kicking people down?
There's not...
Got a velvet rope set up?
No, yeah, what's your S&M room like these days?
Mm-hmm. still single? There's really no... There's not a lot of options out there, really, that interest me. And I'm just going to be straight up. It's the older you get, a lot of it is people won't get out of their own way. They can't figure out how to learn from the past and grow with the future. And it's just, I'm at peace right now. And I'll be honest with you, what means more importantly to me than dating is my friends and family. Those are the people that always, from day one, been there for me, seen what I went through, from one woman to the other, and I want to live that way. I want to live with the people that give a damn about me, that I can have fun with, enjoy life with, for the ups and downs.
I sent this to you today, and I don't know if you opened it or read it, but this is...
Has a good job and wants kids. I'm looking for a man who communicates, is family oriented, and is looking to have kids within the next 2 to 3 years. Here are my non-negotiables. He has to have a business degree, be spiritually grounded, nice to his family, never wears necklaces, went to summer camp, and has brown hair. I am never doing blonde again. I think I'm going to start dating women.
That was when she made it to her 40s. So
the problem is, and it goes both ways. Is independent stuff.
Exactly.
We're all independent, but when we're dating, it's codependent. We depend on each other a little bit, and that's the whole thing. Is like going through these dating apps. I'm an independent woman. I don't give a shit if you're independent or not. You're looking for a relationship. I'm looking for a relationship. We're going to eventually, if we do date, be codependent on each other.
Right.
And it's just that's the shit like that needs to be scrapped out of these dating apps. It's like, hey, I'm looking for a person who's outgoing, looking to have fun, who is open to discussions, you know, things like that. You know, there's just too much me kind of thing. It's, if you're dating, it's going to be a we thing, period.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See, you get it.
And ladies and gentlemen out there, understand that.
In my experience with the dating apps, anyone who has to tell you they're independent is not nearly as independent as they claim.
True.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a valid point.
True.
It's like saying something is a party. If you got to tell me it's a party, that shit ain't a party.
No.
It's a partake.
Jose, what's up with you, buddy?
Oh, thanks. Man, just trying to stay afloat, man. You know, everything is picking up with obviously with work and community. I'm trying to do as much community as I can. So we pick that up and literally next week. So that's gonna pick up on, and then you know. Things here and there, trying to be there for the kids and do a little bit of traveling, you know, because you gotta take care of that mental health and all that. So, yeah, just trying to juggle everything right now and, you know, mom and all that. And I just saw the He-Man trailer out the other day. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
He-Man right there.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He doesn't have legs.
He had some rough go on that one.
Danny could have been like a stunt double in that shit.
Could have been. What do you think of the trailer? Is it going to be good?
You know, I guess. It looks all right.
Looks all right. Yeah. There you go. Fair enough. So we did see that you made you got an award. Tell me about that.
Yeah.
Exactly. What? Yeah. No, this is a big deal. Tell us about this.
So, you know, there's people that are cool and, you know, they want the accolades and everything. But, you know, I just do what I do. I'm like Danny in a lot of ways. You know, we just do things to do things because they're kind of in our DNA.
Right.
So service to community, you know, that's just been something that I've been doing since I was 16. And, just got some recognition recently. I told person not to submit the name, and then they submitted the name. Not only did they not submit the name, they put it on Facebook on our community page, and I'm like, oh, okay. So it's good.
I like that. But you're humble.
Well, yeah, you have to be. You have to be. I mean, it's just...
It's a great honor to be a part of that.
It's about doing the work, and everything else comes from that.
When you say service to community, like, what kind of stuff are you talking about?
That's a good question. So I help run an organization, basically, that it's a collective of neighborhood associations, small businesses, and nonprofits, and we all get together one time a month and kind of information share. We trade resources and all kinds of good things to make sure the communities are safe, they're historically relevant, and that people are, like, if there's programs with health initiatives and that kind of thing, people know about them. With the help, like, of the mayor's office, we know what's coming down the pipeline. What's the update with the streetcar, things of that nature, so people are updated on what's going on. And if there's an issue, you know, like, do we need a police presence in this particular neighborhood or this one? So that's what we do, basically.
And you're working close with the mayor now.
Work with the mayor, always been a supporter of our group, and it's an honor, really, to work with all elected officials that are supporting our group and help us, you know, help our neighborhoods one block at a time. That's how we say it.
I love that, man. Yeah. That's very cool. And I'm glad you're involved in that. And obviously the world is insane crazy right now, dude. It's like everything you turn on the news, it is a freaking nightmare out there right now. So
it is, man.
It's cool. And you got to stay positive because you hear all the ups and the downs of everything, obviously just locally, but not even in Staten on
and
a national
and
level.
And to Willie's question, you know, that's actually one of my motivators because, you know, being from South Omaha, for those folks that don't know, you know, South Omaha is kind of a working class. It's probably the most diverse community in the entire state, quite frankly. And we get a bad rap. We're on the TV, on television, and news for a lot of bad reasons. But this is my way to counter that and say, hey, you know, there's actually a lot of good stuff going on. There's people that are nice. There are people that are volunteering at these food pantries. There's these people that are giving their time to make sure people in the community know about diabetes, education, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good. SOB, South Omaha boy.
That's it, man. Yep. Hell yeah.
Yep. It is right there.
Yeah.
What about you, Willie?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord almighty.
There hasn't really been too much to report on this end, except for my therapist felt that I was good to go to every other week instead of every week.
Dude, that's good shit right there, man. That means you're making progress, right?
Yes, but I've been in her office every week since.
Okay, all right, all right.
She still needs to get paid.
Exactly. Yeah. No, at first it was, why don't we go another week so that it syncs up with when the gal who cleans my house is at the house. So that way, I'm in my therapy appointment at the same time I have to be out of the house. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
So, okay, fine. That's good. Then this week I had not really a meltdown, but I had need to I had need to see my therapist. So okay. I wound up in her office again. So this every other week business is not really going well so far, but we're going to get there eventually.
When you say you have those, I mean, is it an episode or is it more like you? Can you feel that coming on, like an anxiety or like a feeling of that?
Sometimes, yeah. Okay. For me, usually it's frustration with the way things are and my inability to change it.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I'll be real honest.
Okay.
Yesterday and the day before, I felt, and my view on this hasn't just changed overnight, but
okay.
Yesterday was when I went to the therapist's office. I felt very strongly that I needed to leave the country.
Whoa.
I can't do that.
Because of what's going on
because
in the world?
Because of the state of the nation.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. And yet I can't because my formal education is extremely limited. I don't have a certain set of skills that, you know, countries are looking for. I'm not marrying someone in one of these other countries. And so yeah. I'm very much where I am. And that frustrates me a great deal. So I had to go into my therapist's office and talk about that.
Damn.
And
okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It was heavy.
And so she kind of talked you off ledge a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of put
yeah.
you in.
The thing of it is, it's like, okay, her main thing is focus on the things that you can control.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And really look closely at why you want this, why you feel this way.
Mm. Okay.
And is this a knee-jerk reaction or is this something bigger? And if it's something bigger and it's something you really want to do, maybe you go learn a trade and get out if that's what you really feel you need to do.
Right.
But her main thing is getting me through the short term and helping me deal with the bigger picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Will.
Yeah, man.
Actually, it's for everybody here. So, you know, in our culture and really in a lot of culture, American culture, you know, back in the day, if you were to go to a therapist, it was kind of frowned upon, right?
It was
kind
sure
of
it was.
Looked mm-hmm. as a weakness for people.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to know from, like, your perspective, I mean, what got you into that? Specifically because, like, in my case, I was part of those people, right? Oh, you know, why would you go to a therapist? Why would you air out your dirty laundry to somebody?
Tough it out.
And
sure.
all that? And, yeah, tough it out, exactly. But I did try it. And I actually liked it. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? And you do see things in you that are, you know, from a different perspective.
Sure.
So I'm just curious from your perspective and any other, you two, you guys too, if you guys have had therapy in the past, what got you into it, what your thoughts are?
I'll tell you what, for me, just being able to get somebody outside of, like, my life, you know?
So you've had it. You've
yeah, had therapy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what it does for... I'm just speaking on my end. It helps me talk it out.
Yeah.
It helps me figure out step A, step B, because at the time, like Willie, you could be frustrated, you could be mad, you could be sad. You got that motion that's blocking you figuring step one, step two, step three, and it's been able to help me figure out next step and then just work the process out.
Yeah.
Yep. And I recommend everyone. If you can't go seek help,
yep.
There's no frown upon it. We actually look to admire people who do that.
You know the actress Anna Kendrick?
Yeah,
yeah. She was asked in a podcast recently, and it had to do about she's like because she's single and she's like I would not date a guy again until I know that he is in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And like that was her, like, because they asked, like, what are the must things that you must have if you were to date somebody again? And she's like, they have to be in therapy, working on themselves. And I'm like, dude, that's way to set the bar.
And you know who actually is a therapist?
Huh?
Yakov Smirnoff.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes, he is an actual licensed psychotherapist.
Really?
Yes. He is a psychologist.
Damn.
Haven't heard that name in a while.
Right? Yeah.
No, it's been a minute.
You haven't been to Branson lately, is what you're saying.
Never been there. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah. You're not missing a ton anymore.
No, I mean, I've done counseling with marriage counseling and that type of stuff prior to, in one that didn't work out. And a lot of that was learning about your partner and having a mediator.
Sure.
And like learning those things about your partner that, like, okay, how is this going to play out? And then you discover, oh man, this is probably not the path I should be. Like, you really realize, and it really did open my eyes and a different perspective. So I would say that, but I think it's super important. And I think in this day and age, yes, you have to be confident because, yeah, for a long time, you're right, Jose, a lot of dudes are like, that's pussy shit. I ain't doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're like, no man does that. Actually, it's kind of important.
Yeah.
And it helps you with your relationships, your career, and so forth down the line. But
my parents were big believers in therapy when I was growing up. I'm kind of embarrassed to say it, but not really. I was actually in therapy for the first time when I was in first grade.
Really?
Yeah. My great grandmother died, and when I was a little kid, that shattered me, and I wound up in therapy over it. Mm-hmm. And then I was in therapy again for much of high school. That was before I was first diagnosed with depression and anxiety. This is now my third stint in therapy. I've been at it for almost 5 years now. This is certainly my longest stint in therapy. But it was after I had an absolute full-scale meltdown. And I waited, frankly, entirely too long to get back into therapy. Mm-hmm. But I guess I benefited from the fact that my parents didn't see anything wrong with it growing up, because that made it to where, while I heard the noise from other people about, you know, therapy being, you know, for pussies or whatever.
Wimps.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I kind of knew better from the jump that it wasn't really that way. I mean, Jose, let me ask you.
Sure.
Being from a minority community, how do you think therapy is received there as opposed to in the greater population at large, or is it any different?
It's a great question. I still feel like we're 10, 15, 20 years behind.
Yeah.
Because that stigma is so strong in the community. And even with my mom, you know, I got my mom at her tender age of what was it, like 75 or whatever, around the COVID time.
Yeah.
I got her in her very first therapy session.
Oh, wow.
Around COVID. Yeah. And I asked her about it, and she fought me. She fought me for like 2-3 years. She's like, no, I'm not doing that. No, I don't need that. I'm old. I'm stuck in my ways. What do I need to talk to some stranger, probably half my age? And I'm like, okay, you make good points. Right. But just try it for me. Just try it for me. And I told her, I'm a recipient of therapy, that I had that same notion, but I did it, and I'm like, you know what, I felt good after. I was like, what's the worst that's gonna happen? You go through an hour, you talk, if you don't like it, you don't like it, you don't do it anymore. If it changes something, then maybe we can look at more, you know, consistency.
Sure.
That kind of thing. So what a wonderful world, that or country that we live in, right, guys, that we have that option to talk. And we don't talk about that as men, right? We don't talk about therapy and counseling and all that. We don't talk about it enough.
Sure.
But, you know, I think it goes to the bigger picture of, you know, not to get very political, but, you know, universal health and mental health and all that. I mean,
yes.
How hard would it be to give every person, I don't know what the actual formula would be, but if we gave like 3 people, hey, or 3 sessions per person, then just see how that works. Mm-hmm. You know, you have 3 mental health or mental sessions.
Mental wellness.
Are you talking about like a company offers that? Like a job?
Just make it nationwide and say, you have up to 3 sessions, and then if you like it, then it's on, you know, whatever that looks like. But I think everybody needs to be exposed to therapy of some kind.
I think it could cut down on abuse,
yes,
suicide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The shootings, all that.
Yeah.
One other thing that when it comes to therapy that I think is really important to point out is if you go to a therapy appointment and it doesn't click.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be afraid to seek out another therapist.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, there's... Okay. Oh, yeah, and also, that. Don't feel as though you need to live with a situation that doesn't click as far as therapy goes. If you go and do it and you're not feeling it, try someone else.
Right.
Keep after it. because eventually you're going to get there. I'm on my fifth therapist in this round of therapy.
Okay.
Now, granted, one of my therapists that I was seeing retired, and that's why we had to move on. But the point is, I had one therapist who I just didn't gel with. I had another one who just took notes and didn't give me any advice. And that didn't work for me. And so I kept trading off to a different therapist until I finally felt like I was getting some benefit out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you're getting benefit, you'll know.
Mm-hmm. I like that. When you walk out of there and you're like, yeah. Like you feel refreshed. You feel better.
Feel lighter.
You
feel
sometimes. Lighter. Yeah.
Like weight is lifted off you kind of thing.
I'll be real honest. Honestly, a lot of times whenever I get out of therapy, if it's been a really good, intense session, I'm exhausted.
Exhausted, yeah. Yes. I can see that.
Yeah. It is a tiring, taxing process. Yep. But that's when you know, it's like...
It's working.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same reason why you may hurt when leaving the chiropractor. You know? You got your ass kicked, but you needed it.
Yep. Damn right. Well, dude, Willie, I appreciate you opening up and talking about that.
Of course, man.
Like, for real. Like, it's good, and you obviously feel comfortable about talking about that type of stuff with us. And, you know, like I said, it's important to do a check-in with your boys, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, man, how are things going? You know, and because we do. We get busy, work, life, girls, dude, work, whatever, going on.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you got to stop and go, shit, okay, how are we doing? And, mm-hmm. dude, it's really mm-hmm. cool that you take the time and you do that. And you found the person that this fifth one, mm-hmm. you really like them.
She's great. Yeah. Okay. I've been seeing her for 2 years now.
Nice.
And yeah, she's great. Okay. The hardest part was when she was on maternity leave.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't see her for 6 months. I thought I was going to lose my shit. But I made it through. And she pointed that out in my first visit afterward. I was like, all right, I got to dump all this stuff because you're back now. And I've been hauling this around. And she just real calmly was like, and you made it through, didn't you? And I'm like, well, yeah. She's like, there you go. That's
bottom line.
You know,
that's the bottom line.
You know, it's really interesting that you say that you go and it's the anxiety and depression, all that. But I'm going to tell you right now, if anybody and sees you on the stage doing karaoke and singing crisscross and doing all this shit, not a person would even know that.
Showbiz, baby.
That's what it mm-hmm. is, man. And you hide it in a way mm-hmm. where you're like, you know, and you're dealing with it, but it's also like, dude, you're out there having a great time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The video of you and all of us have been involved in this, and when you karaoke and Willie, it's like the most obscure. Like, I can't believe he's singing that.
Yeah, I can't believe you're not up there.
I need to find a song that's going to fit. Like, that's the
crazy bitch.
Besides that one, not everybody likes that one because it's offensive. Now, there are a lot of women that will sing that song at the bar with you.
Yeah.
Because they know they're the crazy bitch. But
sing it after 11 p.m. and you're fine.
Yeah. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yes.
No. I almost pulled out Crash Test Dummies the other day, though. I was thinking about that one. Yeah. I'm like, right, give me that one. All right. But
once there was this kid.
That's the one.
Yep.
Yeah, man, I love going out and watching you guys handle that stuff. I do. I need to find a song because I don't mind the stage. I don't mind any of that. I'm confident there, but it's like finding a song because you guys are really freaking good. Even Ashley, she gets up there and fucking kills it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, damn, I got to come up with some good shit.
You got to get Danny up there with Dude, Eye right? of the Tiger.
Yeah. Yeah, something.
Right. Eye of the Tiger. Nice choice.
I could see him doing that.
I could see Sober. Him doing that.
Sober as shit doing that. New Year's resolutions. Everybody's kind of hitting goals, doing what they want to do so far. Since the last time we talked, kind of talked about a few things like that.
I'd be honest. I'm not doing New Year's
goals.
Goals. I do, like, I have a month goal. I have a semester goal. I have a yearly goal.
Yep.
You know, I do goals all the time.
The gym's
know?
Thinning down a little bit, I've noticed.
That's the great little part. Bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Notice that.
I think with like the new year, you get that determination and then you're like, fuck it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think people like they get to a point where they're like, I'm going to drop, blah, blah, blah. Dude, just start at 20 pounds.
Because they
hit the goal.
Yeah, they get frustrated.
They get frustrated. That's the problem.
Instead of losing 20 pounds, lose a pound, then go 2 pounds, then 3 pounds.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't have to go whole hog. Right away, you know, you can just start small and go big as you go along.
Yep.
I just think, you know, with New Year's resolutions, people set too big of a goal and then they feel defeated after 2 weeks, a month, you know, 2 months of it.
Well, and you started in the dead cold winter of Nebraska, getting up and going to the gym early in the morning, per se. I mean, I see
when
some dedicators.
When you sleep in a little bit, have a cup of coffee when you get up.
I see the same dedicators in the morning, man. They get after it.
I'm not a big New Year's guy either, only because, you know, if you're going to set a goal, I mean, why does one day, one specific day on a Roman calendar have anything to do with it? Just set it and fucking on December 18th and then and go.
And just start.
Move forward.
Anything that is worth doing whenever you do it. It doesn't matter whether it's New Year's or otherwise.
And I don't know about you guys, but for me, the hardest thing is just getting to the fucking gym. Once I walk through them doors, everything's easy.
Everything's
for me.
Easy cheesy.
It's just getting in the cold, driving there, and
I was there early. Well,
I'll be there tonight.
Yeah, and I told William, you go at night. I go in the morning. It's so funny. We'll send pictures and basically accountability.
Wait, Genesis.
The Genesis up the street. Yeah. But
see? I can almost count how many fucking pieces of hair on the fucking floor in the sauna because he sends me a fucking picture of the fucking sauna floor with the pool right by it every fucking day.
Gross. I change it up. At least I don't take the picture of the big guy that sits in the hot tub.
I don't mind the big guy. At least it's something different.
Is so hairy. It's literally hairy in the Hendersons, bro.
Wow.
It's like brutal. I can't do it.
Why don't you offer to put some ties in there for him?
Hey, bro.
Braid that song, bitch.
Jamaica, man.
Well, I mean, I didn't really... Like, I've been setting goals. I'm still doing my thing. I fucked up my back at the gym, which really sucked. But I've been doing the acting class. And so I started this at the beginning of January. There's like 12, maybe now 13 of us in that group. It's at the Omaha Community Playhouse every Monday night. And I am learning so many fun facts about how stage actors are. Like, this radio, Willie and I are just, we're so, like, zoned in on what we do.
Sure.
But memorizing lines and the way that you project your voice on stage and with everybody. We did a memory game of having to remember everybody's name in this group, and you had to start with the guy next to you and then your name and go all the way around the room. And you had to repeat that multiple ways. Hmm. And it was, like, mind-boggling that, like, dude, you got it. Like, this is really tricky. And how they do it on stage and always having a good... And that's why, Willie, we talk about your film stuff and all that. Like, learning... I've been watching a lot more film stuff just to understand it because I'm really intrigued by it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's going to lead into. I have no idea. But what it is I have a phenomenal teacher, Jack. Great group of people in this class. And he's a UNO professor. But learning all the different things on stage. Like, I had no idea how certain... You know, things that you do, your body language. We did a whole thing where the way that you sit defines a lot about you, just in general, sitting in a chair. Mm-hmm. And we had to mock, in a sense, every person in that room, the way that they just happened to be particularly sitting.
Whoa.
At that time. It was crazy. And it's like, why, Randy, why are you sitting like that? I'm like, I don't know. I just how I feel comfortable. I like, you know, my back is this way. My back's been
fucked up.
They're
teaching you how to read the room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's reading the room. It's just so many, and it's out of my comfort zone, completely out of my comfort zone on anything I've ever done in my life.
It's a good challenge.
But that's the thing. It's like nerve-wracking. Like, I'm very confident on stage and radio and this and all that, but this is like completely different.
Whole nother level,
yeah. Man. And it's like...
Well, you forget, man. You got your, you know, humble roots and Chuck E. Cheese. So this is a natural progression.
Dude, and my natural funny thing is my teacher goes... Randy, you sure talk with your hands a lot. I'm like, there's a reason. There's a fucking reason.
That is a good sign of a speaker, though.
Yeah, I do. I always, my grandparents used to bust my ass about it all the time. Like, why are you just talking with your hands? I'm like, it's just what it is. But I went and saw Jack at a play at the Bubby Little Theater, and phenomenal actors, man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just confidence. And to be able to do a 2-hour play all memorized. That is amazing, but method acting, Will, we've talked a little bit about that, how people get into that, how they find their character, how you define your character, and then we're actually going to do this play that we get to play a character, and you got to kind of incorporate what do you think that character is about.
Do we get to come to the play?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm assuming it's going to be something like that, but
that'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought... I am more, and I have realized this, I'm more of a comical driven. Like, if there was a part, like, in a play where I had to be Uncle Rico falling down the stairs and being drunk, I could play that guy.
Sure.
You know?
Like, you could just be Cousin Eddie.
I could be Cousin Just somebody.
Slapstick comedy, man. It's
yeah,
hilarious.
That's where I see it. But learning the dramatics and how do you your voice affects.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, dude, so much fun.
So do you have a newfound, like, respect for theater acting
yes.
and people at, you know, these small plays and all that?
Absolutely. Really? Because for me, like, we get a script and then we got to, like, incorporate our own personality into it.
Right.
Like, we can look at it and go, okay, cool. And then, boom. Then you're becoming the guy that connects to the listener on the radio sure. and try to make it sound cool, especially in the rock format.
Mm-hmm.
But in a play, you're like face to face and you have to read that person. And one of the best things, and this, Will, you'll appreciate this, best thing about an actor especially is who they're playing it with. Like, you, like, you're being a better actor because the person in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I've heard Leonardo DiCaprio talk about that with Jack Nicholson and multiple movies they were in. And it's like, dude, that's so true. But then I was thinking, who are my favorite actors? Like, when I look at movies, obviously, Ryan Reynolds, I have always liked that guy. But then I was watching last night, Gone in 60 Seconds, with Nick Cage. Like, I've always loved Nick Cage, the Ghost Rider. And, of course, the wife's, could you mimic him? And I'm like, challenge accepted.
Oh.
I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to watch a couple of Nick Cage things. I'm like, learning things. But since Willie is in the film business, in a sense, you're...
Yeah, kind of.
You're...
Right, you're invested in the
you're
film.
You're invested in film, Will.
That is true.
I want to see... I don't know. I don't know where
I have a screenplay for you, Willie.
Do you really?
Kind of.
Cool.
Yeah.
See?
Been working on something.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I'll have to put you in touch with my guy.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Willie's got a guy.
He's got a guy.
I've got a guy. His name is Hudson. He's great. And he's a good dude, too.
Yeah, and, I mean, even the group in the class are so respectful and so fun, but some of them have obviously done stuff like this before. So I'm like, even though I have the experience with certain things, like, I'm green in others, sure. and I'm accepting that challenge of, like, damn, I really want to figure this out. Because, I mean, there's auditions all the time for stuff, but a lot of it is really serious acting.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how can you cry on demand? How can you, your face emotions and all those things? Like, dude, it's such a interesting background.
You've had to cry? Like,
can you cry on demand?
I don't know. I can't. I don't even know. I've tried.
Isn't that part of the exercise?
Come on, let's see.
Do it.
We hate
you, bitch.
Randy, we hate you.
Damn.
Oh,
I don't think I don't know.
Didn't work.
No, I don't know. I have to, like, that's the thing. I got to dig deep, bro. It's like,
mm-hmm. come on.
So much stuff. Like, radio is such a natural thing, but when you step out of that.
Do you remember your youngest trauma?
Oh.
Youngest trauma?
Yes.
Uncle Bad Touch? Yeah, so he was.
Oh, shit.
That's some trauma.
That's like, yeah. And there's the comedy. Yeah. No.
Because I was going to say, if you remember your youngest trauma,
yeah.
for a lot of actors, that's how they can cry on command.
Yeah, I agree.
They have to think back to, yeah. you know, their
been many,
puppy
yeah.
dying or whatever when yeah. they were four.
Yeah, and you have to, but dude, just to immediately come at that, it's cool. I went to my, you know, teacher's play and I learned, and it's like I took a Sunday and sat down there and it just was like, where would I have seen myself there 3 weeks ago? No, but I was there and I was supportive and I learned a lot. But the really cool group of people in the class.
So if you guys ever get a chance, right up the alley of what you're talking about there, Randy. If you like Metro Community College, they offer a lot of courses, you know, where no credit, you just go and you learn things like that. And I think it's cool because it's an outlet. You find out about pushing your own boundaries. Mm-hmm. It's an exploration of who you are and everything. So I applaud you for that, Randy, because that's kind of cool that you're doing that. But like Metro, they offer all kinds of classes.
Yes, they do.
Like,
yeah, they do.
Finding, what do you call it? Like dinosaur bones out in
anthropology.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just outside. They offer all kinds of stuff. So that's
I think
cool.
The improv cool. thing would be so much fun too.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would dig that just as much. Like, this was just in a more of a adult acting class. And so I was like, oh, it worked with my schedule. I'll take it.
Yeah. But you're finding out like how, oh shit, this is really an art.
This it is,
I mean,
very
that's
much
what
an
you're
art.
Figuring out.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we're obviously in the same building as where the playhouse is, and so you have a bunch of people, you know, singing and all this other stuff. And I'm like, Jesus, these fuckers are really good. You know, it's like mm-hmm. really good. And dude, there's so much talent. And I think that's the thing, is like if I want to pursue any of this, like, where do I find my niche? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing. It's like, that's why I'm like, I have, Anna's always said, you never get nervous. You're like cold ice shit. Like, you are like, I don't ever get nervous. And it's true. This, I get a little nervous because it's brand new shit that I've never done before with some really good professional people.
Right. People know their shit.
And like, I want to be competitive. I'm a very competitive person, but I. So, yeah.
Willie, keep that in mind. You know, one of my bucket list things, you know how we all have that sure. lifetime thing. One of them is to be like in a major motion picture. I don't care, like an extra, if I'm just walking by, sir, would you like more milk in that coffee? Dude, you know, just something basic. Mm-hmm. And then call it good. If it was a Star Wars movie, even better. But, you know,
if it was a Star Wars movie.
Just saying that.
All right. Your movie is kind of like a, like, it's like a thriller. It's a,
yeah, kind
like
of.
Like a, is it space though?
No, it's not space.
Oh. But it's a murder thrill. No, it's
it basically a group of superheroes has to pilot a robot against evil forces.
There you go.
Yeah. So the film is in editing right now. So I'm going to get my first look at it this summer. And
wow.
Yeah.
I just want to go and I want to watch it and I want to see Will at the bottom of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be awesome.
I am listed as executive producer.
There you go.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
Hey, so, celebrity yeah, here, guys.
It'll be fun.
I just wonder what music's going to play when your name shows.
Okay.
Same music as ever.
Dude, do you have a say on that?
No.
That would be a great gig. I always thought that'd be a good gig.
Is
picking music for movies.
Well,
particular scenes.
Typically, you create the music for the movie. Like, you don't pick it out.
Yeah.
You write it.
Original score.
Yeah,
original score.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's an original composition. And even down to the smallest films, if there's a musical score, typically it's created in-house for that project.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's great, though.
Dude, that'd be so much fun, though. That would be a great gig.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, what else, fellas? Other than, I did mean to tell you this. This is great. I sent a message about this, about the bomb scare at the airport yesterday. This is very interesting.
Oh, and, they evacuated the terminal.
They evacuated the terminal, and this is exactly what happened. A guy walked into the dude's bathroom and said, "Everybody get out. I'm going to blow this shit up." Meaning he was going to take a shit.
Oh, man. Kill that toilet.
And kill that toilet. And somebody freaked the fuck out, called the cops.
What's it, Danny?
No. Dude. Fucking believable. And so they evacuated the whole airport due to this whole fucking...
Based off that.
Based off a dude going into the bathroom
saying
to blow
he was
up
about
the
to
shit
blow it up.
At Epley Airfield.
Saying the funny shit at the wrong time.
Dude, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, probably a good sense of humor. I mean, I probably have been like... And I don't know. I don't know if the dude was trying to take a flight or picking up somebody. I don't know, but... He just like, everybody out. I'm going to blow this shit up. And it was super early in the morning, too. So I'm like, damn.
So, fuck yeah.
That happened.
That's funny as shit.
Dude, right?
Funny as shit.
You and I are going to Eric Church.
Yep.
Next week.
Thursday, right?
Next Thursday.
Yep. You are.
Ella Langley.
Nice.
This is what happened. I was shot down because we have too much stuff going on from the wifey. And she's like, you know, Super Bowl weekend. Isabel comes into town. Maybe we should sit this one out. Damn. I said, all right.
I thought your wifey wanted to go to Eric Church.
I think she did. And then she's like, we got a lot going on because this, this, and this.
Like, she group messaged me.
I know.
And said, Eric Church, anyone? And I'm like, not if I can avoid it.
Eric who?
Yeah. I know some
Never
of
heard
his,
of her.
Yes. I know some of the stuff.
Erica.
But Ella Langley, on the other hand, is a very...
I like Eric Church.
Yeah, but you got to listen to her. That's
I know.
The problem.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
The problem with
I know
concerts.
I know a couple songs. And then all of a sudden, Daniel called and said, what?
Yeah. So at work, I won some tickets.
What?
Yeah. Yep. So, and that's selling in some stuff. And
no brown men invited, huh?
If I would have had a third one I'm and a fourth kidding. One.
I don't.
Willie was
come on, I would have loved I would have loved to seen you in a cowboy hat and some boots.
Dude, we're the original cowboys.
I know, but you wearing a cowboy hat and boots.
I do have a hat. I need a pair of boots.
I have a cowboy hat, too.
I need a pair of boots.
I don't have boots, but I do have the cowboy hat.
I do have
hat.
A pair of boots.
Okay.
Actually, I have two cowboy hats.
Really?
I have the straw hat and a dress hat.
Oh, my
God. Oh, shit.
Now, the dress hat is not here. I think I left it in Trixie's house when I moved out. Okay. So I think it's still in the guest room at the house that she and I used to live in.
Gotcha.
But Trixie. My straw hat, yeah, I still have.
Okay.
I still have that hat. Straw hat.
When is Isabel coming in? Is that next weekend?
Super Bowl weekend. Super Bowl Sunday, she flies
so
in.
So much going on that weekend, man.
Yep.
So much.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Got a lot going on.
Can I mention the fact that, so for the folks that don't know, there's a thing called the Groundhog Prom happening this Saturday.
Heard about that.
And it's crazy, man. It's a weird collection of folks that are, it's somewhat politically charged, but it's not necessarily one side or the other. It's like Halloween in February, honestly. And the crazier your outfit, the more you're accepted. And it's going to be at the Admiral. You show up, and they have a contest, too. They have, like, a costume contest, and people get wild, and this and that. I first went to it, like, maybe 12 years ago, and it just kind of snuck up. And I'm like, oh, shit, the Groundhog Prom is this weekend. So if you guys ain't got nothing going on, you want some people-watching activity?
Uh-huh. Are you going as Left Shark? Like you did for Halloween this year.
I hadn't thought about that till now, Willie, so that's great. I don't know.
All right.
I don't necessarily want to dress up, but so that might be
an
option.
So do you just go to observe?
I have dressed up in the past, but I don't know. I don't know how far I'm going to go this time
around. Nice.
So I guess we'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
Damn, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Super Bowl predictions?
Ooh.
Go.
Seahawks by 10.
Seahawks by 10. Yep.
Seahawks by 10. That's a pretty good pick out of everybody. Did you see who the Bills picked as a coach?
Your offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then the Browns just got themselves a new coach.
Oh, today?
Yep.
Ah.
Yep.
That. So Arizona and my Raiders are left.
Yeah.
Without a head coach. Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. But, hey, you're going to get the number one pick, by the way. So good for you.
We'll take him.
Yep.
Todd
Monken is the new head coach for the Browns.
Okay, that name makes sense with that team. Yeah,
yeah, kind of a laughing stock there, but he's going to be coach of Stur. So we'll see how that goes.
I want to say something to Willie.
What's up?
Willie turned me on to this. He had a hoodie the last time we hung out, and he had these five or six different bands, and I'm like, what a interesting collection of band names on your shirt.
Yeah.
And he basically pointed me to this website where you can basically build your own hoodie and your top bands and artists of all time.
Nice.
So I am in the process of ordering mine, and I fucking can't wait to get it.
What are you going to have on yours? Hip-hop acts or?
Well, so that's a funny thing. You can do, I think, up to like, it's something crazy. You can do up to 11.
I stopped at five.
Yeah,
so I don't
want to do more than six because I want three to be in Spanish and three to be in English.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Okay, I like that. For sure, Cypress Hill's on there, NWA, maybe Tupac in there, and then I bounce that out with like, Vicente Fernandez and Ramon Ayala, and I don't know who the other one will be.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. That's going
to
be great.
It is. So I recommend it to you guys.
Okay. Dude, I'm down with that for sure.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a hoodie. It could be a t-shirt. It could be whatever you want.
And you can put, I mean, we're doing musical acts on ours.
Yeah.
But you could put anything.
Right.
You could put like hamburger and macaroni and cheese and lasagna and
tacos,
spaghetti. Tacos. Whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is.
Oh, I would definitely be bands.
You know,
sure,
we talk about them enough. We should make them a sponsor.
Do you guys got the website? Give them a shout out.
Yeah.
I don't have it on hand.
I don't
do you?
Remember either. No.
Okay. No, I love it that you guys have this, and that way I can get this, because I would definitely order one.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to go to Denver next month to see Bad Omens, Beartooth, and President. We're flying. Going to go to Denver to see them at the Ball Arena where the Nuggets play.
Okay.
It's literally like fly in, go to the show, and fly on back the next day. So it'll be quick in and out.
Buddy. I found it. It's madeinclothinginc.com. So madeinclothinginc.com. .com.
Yeah, remember us. We just plugged you.
Dude, right? God bless. All right, Jose, I know you got to roll. So anybody else wrap it on up before we get rolling out of here?
One thing, Danny can probably fill us in on this, but hey, the Huskers had a great run.
God, what a
they
great
took
run.
A loss to, what, number three, Michigan.
Last night. What a great game.
So nothing to be sad about because, you know, we're still in the top 10 and fucking kicking ass.
Dude,
so go Huskers.
Amazing game last night. Sad that we lost, but man, so competitive.
Aren't the ladies still ranked top 25?
I think they're out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, they were number 25. They lost back-to-back, and then they won their last game.
Well, fight back, ladies. You got this.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see, known as a football school, and turned into a volleyball, basketball school.
Yes.
Dude, you remember wrestling the 90s too. With the Huskers?
Yeah.
Eric Strickland, yeah. Tyron Lue. Remember all this stuff back in the day when the Huskers balling, Magic. Man? Mm-hmm. Dude, so good. Bruce Chubbuck. I remember him.
Yep.
He's the one I got the scar from right here.
He was
there's a story.
His dad and him coached South.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. There's I'm happy to see him doing very, very well. And obviously the tournament, a couple months out, but I imagine he'll be doing all right. So it's a tough loss, but man, Creighton's
not
so
doing
proud.
So good.
No. Creighton not so good this year. Been going to the Supernova games. Sporting them, they've been doing off and on. They're doing them good. They're doing good.
I think they're about 500.
Yeah, something like that.
Yep, definitely good. So,
they're a new team.
Willie, anything before we wrap up?
I got nothing.
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 I appreciate you sharing your information, Will.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Dude, I love that, Daniel.
I got nothing either.
No, keep plugging away.
Plugging away.
We'll be at a country concert next week. Ready?
Yes, I got a country concert, and I got that big holiday demo on Friday or the Friday, and then I'll be up in Sioux City for a beer fest.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming up quick. Mm-hmm. Beer week, beer bus coming up here in a couple weeks too. So man, this is gonna be busy. February's gonna be popping.
It is.
Jose, anything else? Obviously you got that going on Saturday.
Yeah, nah man, just trying to stay afloat with everything.
I get it. Absolutely, man.
Appreciate it.
Dude, absolutely. Thank you, St. Paul, Minnesota. Thanks for rocking out to us. Des Moines, Syracuse, Eugene, Oregon, Denver, Colorado. Always a great time. You can track us down, SiriusXM, Pandora, and all the podcast outlets. So, guys.
We stand with Minnesota.
We'll reconvene here in a couple weeks again, I hope. Hopefully everybody's doing well. And imagine we'll have a convo about our concert. So, that'll be kind of fun. So, keep rocking, guys.
This has been Randy's Rock of Life podcast. Sorry you're not smart enough for listening, but don't worry, we're all special, says our moms. Check us out on all podcast outlets.